On the Sunday after Trump's order came out, nearly 1,000 people rallied in protest at the Eugene Federal Building, joining other demonstrations around the country.
You build a wall! We tear it down!
You build a wall!
We tear it down!
You build a wall!
I would like first to thank you for your support, for your enthusiasm.
Awab Al-Rawi, a University of Oregon graduate student and leader of the campus Arab Student Union, spoke at the rally. He moved to Eugene 7 years ago to attend the U of O. Al-Rawi's mother came to visit him in Eugene recently from Iraq. Now she's uncertain of what to do because of the immigration ban. Al-Rawi says his mother hoped to gain asylum in the U.S. to escape violence in Baghdad.
She wants to live in peace and not in war, you know, paranoid. But at this point, if her application is frozen and, you know, consequently denied, then she will have to be sent back home.
Al-Rawi says when he receives his master's degree in June, his father, who's in Baghdad, won't be able to attend his graduation. Also, Al-Rawi doesn't think he can remain in Eugene once his student visa expires.
So at the point where we become illegal in this country, it is definitely the point where we have to go back home.
Al-Rawi says he fears returning to Iraq because ISIS controls its second largest city and the violence is inescapable.
When I came to the United States, I had the intention coming here was very clear, was to get education, go back to Iraq and help in whichever way possible.
Al-Rawi says he's trying to remain hopeful and Eugene's Sunday rally in support of immigrants and refugees helped with that, but there's more that can be done. Shabman Akhtari was born in Iran. She studied in Canada and was hired as a professor of mathematics at the University of Oregon in 2012. She says because she travels often for work, she's feeling uncertain. Akhtari doesn't know if she'll be allowed back into the U.S. if she goes to an upcoming conference in Toronto.
It's a big responsibility for me to decide whether I go and I don't miss this great research opportunity that will be very important in my career, or whether I stay and just make sure that I'm here to do my job.
But Akhtari feels most uncertain about international students who are in a state of fear and confusion. She realized she doesn't have any advice for them.
I really wanted to help, but there was nothing that I could even tell them. So I can't imagine how our students, our international students, even those that are not yet impacted by this, are feeling, and this is a difficult time.
Akhtari says she worries how the uncertainty will affect people's studies at the U of O. Raquel Hecht is a Eugene immigration lawyer. She says the travel ban has put many of her clients in turmoil. She's working with a couple from Yemen who've been trying to bring their parents here.
We have people who are legal permanent residents who are outside of the country right now. And those originally were not being allowed back in. These are people who have already been living here for years and years.
Hecht points out that there have been no fatal terror attacks by people from any of the 7 countries on Trump's list.
Well, we're just really dismayed and disappointed at this action.
Tom Mulhern is with Catholic Community Services in Eugene, which helped bring 2 Syrian brothers here as refugees. Their parents, still in Turkey, have been going through the vetting process to come to the U.S. Now that process is halted.
We know that refugees are very thoroughly screened, very thoroughly vetted, and there has not been an issue with crimes of terrorism or other kinds of crimes with refugees coming to this country through that process.
Mulhern says historically the U.S. has been a welcoming place for refugees. Eugene attorney Raquel Hecht is worried the immigration ban will fuel hatred of the U.S. in other countries.
We are sending a message to all the world, including people who are outside the country who would wish us harm, that we hate Muslims, and it's just fodder for ISIS.
Washington State's attorney general has filed a lawsuit challenging the president's immigration ban. Oregon's attorney general is also considering a challenge. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.